This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time today at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes, but the big story of the day continues to change because legal tampering began an hour ago, and NFL teams are having a frenzy.
I'm running out of space to try to write all these, because with Twitter down, I'm trying to write all these things down.
The most recent thing that happened.
Boy, I'm telling you.
During that last commercial break.
Them damn Panthers.
Panthers are going for it.
They're going for it.
Panthers have a lot of money. They're
going to sign. It's not finalized. Milton Williams, the highly thought of defensive tackle from Carolina. I mean, from Philadelphia.
The could have been Super Bowl MVP in Philadelphia.
He is going to the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
They signed their young corner, J.C. Horn. They made him the richest corner ever.
Yep. Yep.
And then they said they're going
You said Tyler Lockett?
They're talking about Tyler Lockett, possible as a wide receiver to go there because he's with Canales and everything like that.
Very smart.
And then
safety
from Vegas, freaking safety from Vegas, who was going to be probably the number one safety.
Was that Morig?
I think it might be him.
Trayvon Morig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, he's the number one. And then we looked at the Titans. They're signing the Steelers' former left tackle Dan Moore to a 4-year, $82 million deal, $50 million guaranteed. So does that mean that because they drafted the tackle, do they go quarterback one now?
Seems like they should anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to put guys in place to protect him, then even more so. I mean, Cam Ward feels like the head and shoulders number one.
Right.
And then they're kind of talking about how it shakes out
now
after Shadur. But, yeah, I mean, that's what they need. You're not a franchise until you have a quarterback.
Who's the tackle they draft from your school?
Who?
Pittsburgh. Didn't they draft the lineman from Washington?
Offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I thought they drafted one. Anyway,
maybe.
Now, do they move Broderick back to his natural position of tackle? That'd be it. That'd be interesting what they do with Philly because they're looking for a quarterback. You just didn't re-sign your damn left tackle. And now, if I'm a quarterback, I'm like, okay, I know I got George Pickens and I know I got DK.
Oh, yeah, Troy Fitano. That's
Troy
right.
Fitano. He's a tackle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now he was playing right tackle.
He was playing right tackle. Mm-hmm. So do they move Broderick over to the left and let him play his natural position? Mm-hmm. That'd be the one.
So there you kind of have it as far as the stuff that happened in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
As far as the stuff that happened in the last 3 hours, let's get to the big story of the day and get you caught up on everything the Falcons have done. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom! Woo! All right, so right before we took the air, Grady Jarrett, no longer an Atlanta Falcon.
Yes.
Released by the team after 10 years. Not a huge surprise.
No.
From what we understand, they tried to work something out, whether it's a renegotiation or whatever. Couldn't come to it. To me, that's why it took so long.
Yes.
That's why it was 10:30 today when it happened.
Agree.
If they were going to cut him, they would just cut him last week. Obviously, they didn't want to do that, but whatever the conversation was, they didn't figure it out. So they ended up having to cut Grady Jarrett. That saves them $16 million next year. Good. It also creates a very big hole on their defensive line. And then about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, we found out that Drew Dolman is also not going to re-sign with the Atlanta Falcons. Not a big surprise, but again, a guy that you had that was starting, that was good, that now you have to replace. He's going to be a Chicago Bear. 3-year, $42 million for Drew Dolman. The rumors of him being right there at the top of the market at center were true.
Yep.
And now he's gone as well. So interior defensive lineman, gone.
Yep.
Center from your offensive line, gone. Jake Matthews signed an extension,
yes.
So you did do that,
yes.
to move some money around a little bit. But yeah, as far as like tampering period news, additions, nothing yet.
No. Okay, going back Grady Jarrett, I'm sure there was some kind of offer. It probably wasn't what Grady wanted to hear, and so he's moving along. 10 years, you know what he meant to this team and everything like that. It's time he moves on. Hopefully he finds a contender somewhere where he can, you know, play with people better or equal to his ability, which he has not played with here in damn near the 10 years that he's been here.
Nope.
Then you go into Drew Dolman. Good for him. We knew that there was a need for this position. It's a team that, me and you talked about last week because of the moves they were making on the interior, talking about the Chicago Bears bringing in these older grizzled vets because they got two young tackles, but you show up the inside. You plug him right in there. Day one starter for your young quarterback. Great move by him. And I thought it was a good move to extend Jake Matthews instead of restructuring. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this dude is going to be a Falcon for life.
Yeah.
And so they get the deal done. And now the Falcons have some money to play with. We were talking about Dre Greenlaw earlier on. Saw Joe Patrick tweet something. I mentioned him as a name. That's a possibility. You go get a guy like that. Now, I don't think inside linebackers are number one need, but when you can get him –
right.
That's a different story.
He would be a big upgrade.
It would be a huge upgrade. You get Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah, you know, the problem
thing about it is your second round pick is supposed to be him.
Yeah, yeah. From a couple years ago. Yeah. And the reason he hasn't played is because of injuries.
Yes.
The reason, I mean, I don't know if Greenlaw would have been re-signed by the 49ers or not, but.
No, they want to re-sign him.
Huh?
They want to re-sign him.
Well, but
they can't afford to.
And he got hurt.
He got hurt.
But
you remember, he played. That's why Devondre Campbell went crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
They brought him back and immediately got his job back.
Yeah.
But again, a guy who, you know.
Yeah.
Was just
guy.
Recently coming off of an Achilles injury. So, I mean, obviously there's at least some concern with that too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, at this point, that's the rumor. I haven't seen any other names, really, as far as being tied to the Falcons. Now, part of that might be because Twitter's down.
Yes.
I haven't seen any rumors about anything. Now, Adam Schefter and Jeremy Fowler are on ESPN right now with their phones out.
And it's so funny.
Just like live... like regurgitating what they're getting from their text messages from GMs and scouts or agents, which is awesome. But that's kind of where we stand right now from a Falcons perspective.
I love one of these corners because we're talking about the Falcons, also a corner. One of the best free agent corners is off the market. Carlton Davis, former Buck, former Lions. He will now be a Patriot.
Kind of thought the Lions would keep him, but that's a lot of money. I mean, $20 million. Annual salary. I don't know exactly what the guarantees are and all that kind of stuff, but 3 years, 60 mil, that's 20 per.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is for the top of the market.
Because JC got 25.
Uh-huh.
And that's a new bar. He's at 20. So who's the other one? The kid from
Murphy. Yeah.
So Murphy's probably going to be above 20.
The thing we talked about last week with Spotrac was like 22-ish.
Yeah, he's going to be somewhere in there.
Right.
So where's the Reed guy?
DJ Reed. I don't know. I mean, we speculated right around 15,
Carter's getting 20.
Then he's going to want 20.
Yeah. You know? Like, that's what I'm saying. If Carter's getting 20, Reed's probably, now I would think. Now, we don't know how teams regard different teams and what his value and market is.
Or how much he wants to play for Ulbrich. I don't know.
There's so many of those things.
Because DJ Reed was on the Jets defense with Ulbrich the last couple of years. He's a free agent now. Again, just kind of one of the names that we threw out there last week when we were talking about guys that are going to be available in free agency at the corner position. We talked about a couple of the safeties. That's always a tough one. You kind of got to let the top guys go first, and Trayvon Moehrig just kind of set the market and then see where you go from there. I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Simmons ends up coming back on like a one-year, like pretty friendly deal.
Yeah.
And then the edge rushers as well. Like the hard part is to free up the money to get into the market, you created another problem on your defensive line by moving on from Grady. And all the problems you have on defense are expensive problems. That's why the Greenlaw thing is interesting to me because, like, look, it's an upgrade. That would be great. But, like, that's a pretty high-priced guy.
Yeah, he's going to be top. Yeah,
when you got other needs that are bigger than linebacker.
He,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly what you mean.
Who's going to get the quarterback?
Yeah. Is they going to blitz him?
Yeah, blitz, yeah. Blitz him every play. You know?
Yeah, you going to blitz him?
Who's over there on the other side? AJ.
Yeah.
Guarding the receivers.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's where, you know, and you're always, especially when this time comes around, you're always looking for your team. And why haven't the Falcons made a damn move? Well, they have made moves.
They
just haven't added.
They haven't added.
Yeah. Both of their moves.
They extended a guy who was here.
Yes.
They released a guy who had been here for a decade.
Yes.
And they didn't re-sign a guy who was the top center.
Right.
So they've done some stuff.
They've done some stuff. They just haven't brought anybody in yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. They haven't brought anybody in yet.
Nothing exciting. Well, I think the Grady thing is exciting, but not like in a positive way.
Right, right, yeah.
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Maybe not exciting. Like, Falcons fans aren't excited that Grady Jarrett's not here anymore.
No, but they'll be excited if they use that money when they got somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's how you view it right there.
Yep, I hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, they're not running out of time.
No, there's
time. But then the thing about it is a lot of these guys are re-signing with their teams. You know, we mentioned Khalil Mack last week. Khalil Mack signs a 1-year guaranteed salary deal signing back with the Chargers. Hassan Redick, a guy I thought of. He won the first one signed with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Is Josh Sweat? Is he going to be an option? I wouldn't. Just my opinion about Josh Sweat. I think he's a good player. Is he number one rush player?
I could see Philadelphia paying him like that to keep him there.
Yeah,
but I don't. You know what I mean?
I don't think Philly's going to pay him.
Like other teams. Edge rushers. We talk about this all the time.
We talk about it all the time, Bob.
Especially coming from that situation where he's just surrounded by dudes. Like, there's just so much talent on that defensive line. But somebody probably will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, the production that he's had he's been in the league for, what, 6 years? Something mm-hmm. like
he's
that?
Been,
like,
he's been productive.
He's been productive every year. So somebody will probably pay it. You just got to hope you're bringing him into a good situation. The other thing, too, that doesn't get talked about as much, we just talk about, go get him, we want him. Free agents have to want you.
Yes.
You
more
know?
Importantly.
Like, and
more importantly.
You know, there's things that sell the Falcons. There's other teams that have good selling points too.
Yeah, but sometimes it's who gives me the most money.
That
you know?
Is definitely part of it.
Yeah, I might fit here and I might want to go here.
Because Myles Garrett wrote a whole letter.
I mean, this dude
about wanting to leave Cleveland.
Beautiful. Use commas right, semicolons
he
right.
He might have had a semicolon.
Capitalizing everything, just a sot.
You ever use a semicolon?
No, we had this conversation. Yeah. I don't even know when and where you use one.
Sometimes I just throw one in there just to see.
Do you know if it's right?
No one ever says anything.
But do you know if it's being used right?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when the right time to use it is, but sometimes I'll just be like, I feel like this might be
but
it.
But I think some people.
And I try.
I think people might look at it as a typo.
No, I think they just think, oh, he's smart, because I don't think anyone knows how to use it.
Yeah.
So I think if you just occasionally do it, they're like, dang, there's that master's degree. There's that master's degree.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he changed his mind because they gave him $1 billion.
Yeah, man.
So Myles Garrett's going to stay in Cleveland.
All right. You know what? I didn't want to move no way. I can't get this house. I can't sell this damn house.
You guys. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. I hadn't thought about it from highest paid non-quarterback perspective. You know what? Maybe I will stay.
Damn.
Maybe Cleveland's not so
bad. Damn, Cleveland be messing up for everybody. Now, you got Jerry down there. Jerry got another one of them spots and grew on his face.
You think Myles Garrett gave Jerry a liver spot?
Yeah, man. He got more spots on his face. And so does damn Paul Brown, because he got a lot of them too.
Yeah.
Like, no, damn it.
How are we going to pay Jamar Chase if the price keeps going up? We're not going to be able to do it. We can't cut everybody.
Can't cut everybody.
Can't trade everybody. Can you also play defense? Can you also rush the passer? We'll come back and get to some of the other rumors. I did see Trevor Lawrence's name pop back up in another rumor, which is kind of interesting. And probably something will happen during the commercial break, too. So we'll tell you about it, whatever it is, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do like that the universe is listening to our complaints. We talk all year about how breaking news waits till 2.
Yep.
And not today.
No, dog, it is
breaking
going down.
Breaking news, they're like, all right, you guys want some breaking news?
Here we go, man.
Buckle up.
Can't
keep
up.
All going to happen between noon and 10. Obviously, it's going to keep happening throughout the day today. But legal tampering started at noon, and it started.
Yeah, man.
It all started at noon. What happened during that commercial break? Anything? Anybody sign anywhere?
No, nothing crazy that I can see as far as.
Jordan Lewis, cornerback off the market.
He's going to paid nickel corner in the league.
He's going to the Jags. Yes. That was a guy we talked a little bit about last week as far as.
You made a great point. Corners are being snatched up.
Corners are getting signed.
Adebo.
Yeah, Paulson Adebo from the Saints.
Yeah, just signed a 3-year deal with the Giants.
Okay, that's another guy that we mentioned last week.
The big-time safety who got hurt for the 49ers.
Yeah, Hufanga.
Hufanga, Pro Bowl, all-pro player, gets hurt next
year. Another guy we talked about last week.
He's going to the Broncos. Dude,
that guy in that secondary, if he can stay healthy, is so fun.
Yes.
With Pat Surtain.
With Pat Surtain.
Like, dude, that's just... They're building it right over there.
Yeah.
That's why they could pivot from the Russell thing and go to a rookie quarterback. That defense in Denver is really good.
They're good, and they're young, yep. And they're nasty.
They are.
And that's what you, I mean, and they're coached very, very well also. But, there's still some moves out there. Still no big quarterback moves. Is somebody waiting on somebody? I don't know how – I don't know. But you're still waiting on that position as far as the older guys. Like, I don't know if other team – if players are waiting on Sam Darnold. Unless, like, is there a surprise team? Does Pittsburgh view him like that?
Yeah, you know, right.
Because if you're Russell Wilson right now, it seems to me like you're the backup to the backup plan.
Right. He's plan C.
It seems like it's Justin Fields, mm-hmm. somebody else, mm-hmm. then you.
Yeah. And it seems like they want Justin and somebody else, too. Like, I don't know that they want Justin to be their starter
next
year.
And that could be why Justin don't want to go back.
Right.
You know,
right.
If I'm Justin, I'm the same way. I'm going to look for me a starting job.
I'd like to start.
Yeah, because my thing is, when do teams just realize Justin is who he might just be?
I don't think you can fully realize that until he gets another full season as a starter or whatever. Like, starts the season as a starter and then gets to play until he proves you right or wrong, right? Because last year he went 4-2.
He did.
And then they brought Russell in because Russell was always going to be the starter.
But you saw the deficiencies when he's in.
Absolutely.
And if you're going
to But it was like enough to still be interesting.
If you're going to get DK Metcalf, You need to find a quarterback to get him
right,
the ball.
Right. You really don't want to sign DK Metcalf and like use all that money there and then be like, well, we're going to try it out again with this guy right. and see if it works.
Right.
Like, you'd really like to have a guy to know. But like, again, they don't have one. So it's hard to do that. You don't just find bona fide guys on the open market.
No.
There's no bona fide guys out there.
No.
You're now in the veteran market with, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who apparently has some interest there, or obviously Sam Darnold, you just mentioned. I don't know about him and the money that he would need and all that. Seattle now feels like kind of a natural landing spot for Sam Darnold just because they traded Geno Smith and they have the money to do it. But also, if they're going young on offense, go young on offense.
Right.
That's not young. It's not old, but it's not young. It's going to be expensive. So I don't know where Sam Darnold ends up. And I don't know how excited that fan base is when Sam Darnold ends up there.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like, all right.
Are we like,
cool,
this is our guy?
Yeah.
He's going to take us to the promised land?
Because he had a pretty good situation last year and played pretty well.
My thing up in Minnesota is like, okay, your quarterback should be back. The kids you drafted number 10 overall.
Yeah.
Why are we interested?
Yeah, let's just start him.
Let's just start him.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him play.
I mean, Kevin O'Connell has won games with, like, Josh Dobbs over the last couple of years. Got the most out of Kirk Cousins. Got the most out of Kirk Cousins. Got 14-3 out of Sam Darnold last year. What would make him think that I can't win with J.J. McCarthy?
With a guy that we drafted that I wanted at number 10.
Yeah, let's just use the money on other places.
Because they're, like, talking about Daniel Jones, like, really?
Uh-uh.
We're going back down there?
Unless you feel like McCarthy's not going to be ready yet physically and you want to bring him along and kind of do what you were going to do last year. I mentioned Trevor Lawrence because remember there was that rumor with Trevor Lawrence and the Steelers a month ago?
Yes.
Turns out it wasn't the Steelers that called about Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Turns out it was Seattle that called, which at the time wouldn't have made any sense because they still had Geno. Now they don't. I mean, they got the money.
They got the money.
Now, I don't know if Jacksonville wants to trade him.
That's the thing. But why would Liam Coam get your starting job, I mean, your first job in Jacksonville?
Unless Liam just doesn't like him.
Unless he doesn't like him. And trade with my damn franchise quarterback. You know, I'm the quarterback whisperer. I'm the guy who the offensive genius and all those different things. I can work with him. And Trevor has a lot to work with. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
So, I mean, they're moving off all their offensive players. I mean, you saw all weekend. They got rid of damn near all their skill players except for the young player. Evan Engram, he has Denver Broncos written all over him.
Hmm.
Yeah, Evan Engram, written all over.
He is very good at times.
Yes.
Like he can, or at least can be very good at times. He's had a lot of injuries, obviously, but it was 2 years ago, right? Where him and Trevor kind of got on the same page and
then
it really looked awesome.
Got hurt a little bit.
Then he got hurt again.
Yeah, but to me, Sean Payton got to get a tight end in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's the guy, but they got to get a tight end for that offense. But yeah, I mean, if you're because the new GM or whatever, people, you know, he's a weirdo. Talking about the one in Jacksonville, a weirdo looking dude. I don't know him personally or nothing like that, but he has gotten rid of all their skill players.
Yeah.
And so you're going to draft. I know they got the what's his name? The one, the LSU kid from down there, the receiver.
Thomas,
yeah. I mean, they got a young playmaker and things like that, but you got to have more than that when you're talking about you're giving your quarterback guys to throw the damn ball to. And so it's going to be some work to go down there. But the quarterback, they just have not moved yet. And when you look, it's not an overwhelmingly great class of quarterbacks. I'm talking about even in the draft, but you need one.
Right.
And you're always desperate for them because the NFL is as great as it is a quarterback-starved league because everybody has one. And not everybody has that guy. And so you got to have, when you don't have that guy, you got to find a way to build out a roster to support that guy. That's what I'm thinking about Sam Darnold. He had a roster last year that supported him.
Yeah, great situation.
Yeah.
One great receiver, one very good receiver, and a really good tight end.
Yes.
And a really good play caller.
Yes.
Good running back that they just re-signed.
Yes.
Like,
a nice offensive.
How many situations are going to be better than the one
because
that
you
just
came
from?
Because if you're telling me you're bringing him in, Sam Darnold in, to raise the profile of your team?
Right.
You're in trouble.
You're not.
No.
And you're telling me you're bringing him into a situation like Seattle where they couldn't protect any of their quarterbacks the last 5 years and they just got rid of all their offensive weapons, like, or at least two of their best receivers.
Mm-hmm.
They still have the running backs, but like, okay. Like, you know what he doesn't do well with? Pressure.
He even said that.
Yeah.
He said he saw a ghost one time.
He did say that.
Yes.
I bet he really wishes he never said that.
Yes.
Because that was a long time ago.
He's
a much better player than he was then. But we still remember it because who says that?
Yeah.
It's like when Anthony Richardson said he pulled himself out of the game for being tired. Like there's certain things he just don't, even if they're true, as a quarterback, you probably don't want to say publicly. So let me ask you this. If if the market is waiting for a quarterback move, mm-hmm. and you had the Geno trade over the weekend, mm-hmm. which kind of takes the Raiders out of the market, you have Stafford staying in L.A., you didn't have the Vikings franchise tagging Darnold, so he hits the market. Seattle's now in it. I don't know what they're going to do, but they need a quarterback. What all now needs to happen before we get to Kirk Cousins? Because if Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and these guys are like plan C, Kirk Cousins is plan D, L.
But the one thing about there, because Kurt's at a disadvantage in all of this.
Oh, yeah. He's not in the market.
Yeah, he's not in the market right now. So I think that goes back to whatever team it is. And if you're looking at, and I'm going to look mainly at Cleveland. If you're Cleveland and you're sitting there at two, and then you're trying to read the board, and you see the Titans take a left tackle and give him all this money, and then J.C. Latham, who they drafted last year, gets to go back to his natural position, so you got your tackles. When you want to just, that's saying to me, they're trying to get the quarterback.
Yeah, I would draft Cam Ward number one, and then we'd go from there.
Yeah, and then, okay, so you're sitting there at two. Well, you just gave Myles Garrett all his money, so do you draft, some people think Abdul the best player in the draft?
Do that.
Or do you go Travis Hunter right there?
Sure,
whatever.
Do that.
And then you wait on a quarterback to come back. I mean, you wait on to see what the Falcons are going to do with Cousins. I think Stefanski wants Cousins.
So that's post-draft then.
Yeah, I know. That's what that's why my whole thing changed when I saw the whole meeting with Mr. Blank that Kurt had. Because I thought it said this Wednesday, but it said last Wednesday.
Right, it was last week.
Yeah, it was last week. I thought when it was Kurt.
You thought it was going to happen
this week. Yeah, it was going to happen this week.
The day of free agency.
Yeah, yet they met. Mm-hmm. He went over Ra and Terry's head to go right to the big man and to see what I don't want to be here anymore. Can you release me and let me out of my contract?
Yeah, this is a really interesting situation.
That's the thing about it.
It's been interesting. It's more interesting.
What did Arthur Blank say to him?
I don't know.
As far as, all right, we're going to do this. You want to give us more time to move you? So can you waive your roster bonus that's due to you next week or something? I don't know. I honestly don't know. We got to restructure your contract. Like, can you give us some of that money? Yeah, you can't give nothing that's already been paid out.
Right.
Like, he's not going to pay that back.
The money that he got for last year is his.
Yes.
Future guaranteed money can be renegotiated.
It can be renegotiated.
If you're willing.
And that's the thing about
depends
it.
Depends on how. If you're going to the owner to have private meetings after you already tried to do it in free agency, and from what Raheem told us last week or whenever we talked, they've talked.
Yes.
So at least they've talked. Like, that's last ditch effort stuff to try to figure something out.
Yeah.
And, look, I mean, Arthur Blank, I would assume, would say, you know what? The football people make the football decisions, so I'm going to empower them to do that. I hope. That's what I would want if I was the football people. Let me make the football choices.
Yes.
But maybe you can also say to him and them, be like, all right, he's desperate now. Renegotiate with him.
I mean, you knew he was desperate when he originally said what he said.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we understand that. That was a ploy, everything like that. And now the Falcons are sitting on your ass. And it's like, that's why you had to go to him, because I'm sure your agent talked to Terry, and Terry's like, no, we're not moving him. No, we're not moving him unless we can get what we want for him, which I don't know what it is, but can they figure out a way to make him more attractive for somebody maybe to move on him? But right now, I mean, from Friday to now, they might just keep his ass. They might just keep his ass. I don't understand why they would do that, but I still stand by what I said on Friday.
Nothing's changed.
It's bad business.
And they're like meetings and all that kind of stuff.
It's bad business.
Yeah, from that standpoint of it, it still just doesn't make sense. Like, you're still going to have to pay him, and that counts against the cap next year. That $10 million. It's not nothing.
Everyone
keeps telling me, what's $10
million? Yeah.
It's $10
million. But that's what I'm saying. Is that what?
It's the cap.
But now
next
Arthur,
year.
That is Arthur looking at it like that, too. It's more like, it's $10 million.
I don't know. But again, that's a guy. Like, I mean, maybe not a good guy, but it's a guy.
Does he get attractive if you don't have to pay him the bonus?
Maybe. I mean, more attractive. To stay here, you're paying him anyway.
Yeah.
And if the Falcons didn't have to pay him that money, then I could understand keeping him here as the backup.
Right.
Just because you're paying him anyway.
Just because you're paying him anyways. But now you're sitting there from a standpoint where there's $10 million here. All right, Kurt, where that $10 million?
Not to mention the fact that he did what he did in the public with the media. Now he's going over your head to talk to the owner. Like, there's not like a great trust relationship there between him and the front office, I wouldn't think. But I don't know. We'll see. We will see. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well,
yep.
There's another one. Another piece of breaking news during the commercial break as NFL legal tampering period begins. A lot of free agents agreeing in principle to join new teams. And one of the guys we spent quite a bit of time last week talking about at the cornerback position was DJ Reed.
Yes.
Who had played in New York under Ulbrich, free agent, good, solid DB. He is signing with the Lions.
Well, he just tweeted Detroit.
Oh. Well, maybe he just likes it.
Yeah. I landed?
Yeah, maybe he just landed.
Yeah.
Maybe
he just landed. Go take a physical for the Lions.
Maybe somebody said, what's your favorite style of pizza?
Detroit.
Detroit style. I love it. It's square.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's going to be a Lion.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
That guy's gone.
It's a possibility.
All right.
Yep, there it is. Lions working on a deal finalized with Jets free agent cornerback DJ Reed.
Have any numbers on there?
3 years, $48 million.
Okay. So, yeah, that's like exactly what we thought, like right around 15, 16.
Yep.
Dang, too rich, huh? I guess maybe just picked him.
Maybe just picked him. Maybe
They won a lot of games last year.
They damn sure did.
He replaces Carlton Davis, who just went where?
The Patriots.
It is always annoying when a team's nickname is not this, like Patriots and Pats.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Be the Pates.
Yeah, there we go.
Why not be the Pates? Hey, we got a bunch of phone lines open if you want to jump on and ask us a question. 404-726-0929. AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Any question, any topic, every day to wrap up the show. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for convenient time at reliableair.com. Anything happens during the next 15 minutes, we'll bust into the AMA and let you know. Obviously, Dukes and Bell are going to have you covered for all of the breaking news this afternoon as well. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hello, Mo.
Hey, good to hear from y'all, man. Another great show. Hey, real quick, I've been holding on to this question for about a week because I ain't get to call in, man. I've been working on trying to get this promotion. So, Randy, what was your fastest 40 time? Andy and Bo, what do you think your fastest 40 times were? And you know what? I'm going to leave it on that one.
All right. Thanks, Mo.
The last time I've ever been clocked at a 40 was at Georgia, and that's around a 4.51. That's the last time I've ever been timed.
And that was pro day, right?
That was a pro day.
And so at your pro day is the fastest one you ever did.
Yeah.
Well, that works out.
Yeah, I've never been timed ever since then.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got to get timed working out for that.
Meaning?
When you're getting ready for the pro day.
Yeah.
You're getting timed for that.
Yeah.
Did you go lower than that ever?
No.
That's good. That's good. Good action.
Yeah.
It's a good time to have it be your fastest one.
Yeah, dog. I was out there, told you, I had that full black spandex on. Show! That's
one,
what like.
Just one piece of spandex?
No, I had the top.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, no, I was
not a onesie.
Ain't no way in the hell I would ever get into something like that. And you got to put your shoulder through and pull it up.
Like, how would you
There's
even
no
do it?
Way ever, I don't pull nothing up that I put my shoulders in, dog.
No.
No.
Or something you got to take off completely.
You know what I'm saying?
Try to go to the bathroom, you got to peel it down.
Have it sitting around your damn ankle.
And then you're all sweaty because you ran a 40 in it.
Yeah, I ain't never
not
ever,
coming off.
I never went into the.
Not
shoulders.
To mention, where do you put that onesie while you're handling your bit? You got to hang it up in there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You don't leave it on the floor.
Yeah, man. I don't. There's certain things that I don't get down to wear. So and that's one of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm with you on that. The fastest time I have no idea. Like, I'd never been timed running a 40. Thank God, because it wouldn't be fast. Now it would be very slow. I don't know. Probably my fastest I was when I was a senior in high school, and who knows? I probably could have gone under 6.
That's good.
I guess.
That's
pretty
good.
It's good for an offensive lineman.
No, it's actually not.
It's bad for an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
It's good for a 40-year-old offensive lineman. I don't know. Never been a fast individual. They did do 40s at tryouts for soccer my sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what I got. But it was, I mean, it wasn't fast. So.
What do you think then?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Like.
I think you can bust a sub-6.
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you bust I think
I'd bust a hamstring.
Yeah, that too.
Maybe if I tried to do that.
I think that you would.
I mean, I don't know.
I think you'd go under 6.
This is.
I think you go under 6.
This is in the category of stuff that's happened the last week. I don't know what you're doing over here, trying to talk me into stuff that I can't do.
What are we doing?
You're like, yeah, you're going to be able to dunk still. No, I'm not. Yeah, you're going to make the PGA Tour. No, I'm not. And I don't think I can go sub-6 either. I appreciate the confidence.
Okay.
And I don't think it's real. I don't know what you're gaming at over there.
I'm not
trying to get me to hurt myself?
No.
What are you trying to do over there?
No, I would never do that.
So what is it then?
It's nothing. It's faith that you have in a person.
Why would you have that?
Because I look at the determination in your eyes. You have determining eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris is in Douglasville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. First time caller. All this talk about running the 40. I'm about to pull a muscle. Just listen to it. I just was wondering about Kirk Cousins. All this talk about Kirk Cousins here lately. I understand the beef against him by the local media, you know, and everything. But what I don't understand is why you would give away a guy for nothing that you got to pay anyway. It just seems like when he was 6-3, we were singing his praises. And
yeah,
I got a feeling that if we kept him around as a backup quarterback, he'd be the most expensive backup quarterback in the league. But, you know, we might get the 6-3 guy backing up. You know, quarterbacks have a tough time making it through a whole season without getting hurt. So you got to have a backup.
Who's
out there that would be better than him is what I'm saying as a backup. Plus, he doesn't want to be a backup. He wants to go somewhere and end his career playing.
Right.
So maybe, you know, having to stay as a backup, he might say, well, wait a minute, let's restructure some things so you can get me out of here. I don't know. Just thinking.
Right. No, Chris, I think that last part is possible.
That's like, a possibility.
I think the fact that he met with Arthur Blank one-on-one at this point means that he really believes that they would just keep him.
Yes.
Like, I've never believed it. They've said it all along. I've never believed it. I think they've handled it right. Because that's what you do.
Right.
You posture that that's what you would do to maybe boost his market or whatever, or maybe convince them to renegotiate. I don't know. But I've never thought that they really would. But the fact that he met with Arthur Blank last week was like, please find a way to trade me.
Means he
believes them.
Yeah, he believes that they're going to keep him. I'm glad I'm not in the media because I don't got no grudges.
No, there's no grudge. Kirk Cousins.
And yeah, you're 6-3. Hell yeah, you're going to praise him.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah, because we're 6-3.
He was playing good.
He was playing good.
And they were winning.
Yeah.
And then he started playing bad. And they were losing.
Yes.
And we readjusted our feelings towards them.
Yes.
Because of that.
Correct.
When you get new information, it's okay to change your opinion.
I don't think people realize
my opinion didn't change on the first 9 games, though. He played good in those 9 games. Then he played bad after that. Then he said he had an injury that he didn't tell anybody about when he went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And again, none of that really matters all that much in the context of you know who your starting quarterback is going forward. And it would actually save you some money to cut him by next, whatever it is, Monday.
Monday, too. No.
Like, it would save you $10 million against next year's salary cap to cut him by next Monday. So it does actually save money.
It saves money, but I think that if you look at it, well, we're paying him anyways. I understand that. But there's nobody ever in the life of history paid a quarterback $27 million.
Or a $10 million roster bonus to be the backup.
It just never happened.
It just isn't the way that business is done.
Yeah, that's
now,
good.
You know, the way things aren't done and the Falcons' way of doing things.
They go hand in hand.
Sometimes, you know, are the same.
They go hand in hand.
I don't. It's not a grudge. Yeah. It's time to move on and focus on Penix and all that. And if Penix gets hurt, yes, it would be great to have a awesome backup quarterback.
It would be.
But also, you know, hopefully he doesn't. But I guess that's not a plan. I don't know. I'll tell you this. Here's what I do know. I'm ready for whatever happens with him to happen. Because I think we've said all the things you can say about it.
There's nothing to be said.
5 different ways. Only different thing now would be to say it in French. Au revoir, Kirk.
Yeah.
That's what I want to happen.
Bye bye.
Dylan is in Fairburn. Hey, Dylan.
Andy, Randy, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, man, Randy, this question is for you, dude. So I've been hearing this talk about Michael Penix being able to unlock Kyle Pitts.
Oh God.
I mean, if you like you as being an all-time great tight end, UJ legend, I feel like if you got that dog in you, why do you need somebody else to unlock you?
I
just don't understand that.
I agree.
And Andy, I'm gonna be doing some traveling to Seattle, man.
Okay.
Please let me know the best restaurants or some things I should see while I'm there. Thank you guys. Love y'all, man.
All right. Appreciate it, Dylan. See your thing.
What?
Say your thing.
What?
Dylan say, I love you guys.
Oh, I love you, Dylan. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. I said last week, I was like, what the hell does unlock mean? What the hell does that mean?
Here's what it is. And I, again, to even have this still is impressive. It's Falcons fans finding a way to be optimistic.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell does unlock? What the hell does that mean? Unlock.
Yeah, maybe he will. I don't know.
Has he been locked up? Has he been locked up and caged up? The Falcons have caged him up?
Matt Ryan took the key with him when he went to Indy.
I don't know what that is. Unlock Kyle Pitts. What the hell does that mean?
Everyone knows Michael Penix is a locksmith, famously. He knows how to pick locks. They come in here and he's going to pick that lock.
Okay, hey. If that's the case, then I will be right there like, he unlocked him. But as we sit here right now on March 10th, I don't know what the hell that means. Just like I said last week, what the hell you mean he's going to unlock him?
I'm going to get the most out of him.
How does he get the most out of himself?
Yeah, but he's locked up.
How's he locked up?
Shackled.
Yeah, by defenders.
He was shackled by the chains of expectations.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But anybody who believes that, I love you. I love you for believing it. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, I got a couple of quick ones for Randy. Randy, the first one is, when you're a player, like, you know, these guys going through whether the team's going to, you know, try to re-sign you or not, when they decide not to, are they calling you first or are they calling your agent and then he tells you?
Call the agent.
Okay, yeah. So the agent calls you and says, hey, Randy, yes, this is what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay. And then secondly, for these cats that are signing these contracts, and I know you did it yourself, my understanding, you know, you get paid over the 17 games of the season.
Yes.
Is how the player gets paid, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But for these guys, you know, they're getting guaranteed money and all that.
Yes.
Is that like Dahlman for whatever, he's getting a 28 mil. Does he get that up front or does that get spread out over the first year of those 17 games?
Yes, it's all straight. Well, the thing with the 17 games is your salary. Everything else, the bonuses, it come in different periods of time. Like whenever, it all depends on the signing bonus in which you get up front.
Right.
Yeah, so say for instance, Drew Dahlman got $10 million up front. He gets a check for $10 million
Wednesday.
Yep. And so, but majority of NFL contracts are when the bonuses are usually around this time. Like, as far as the roster bonuses and everything, they usually come in March and everything like that. And then once you sign the new contract, the signing bonus is yours. But depending on how big it is, they like to spread it out. But when they say up front, no, you get that right there.
But the guaranteed money is spread over a couple years.
Yes, the guaranteed money is spread.
Unless it's a one-year deal.
Yeah, unless it's a one-year deal. Yeah. But the guarantee is spread. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about signing bonus, yeah, you're going to get that periodically right there.
So, like, when Deshaun Watson restructured last week and they moved $44 million of it to, like, a whatever.
Yes.
He just got 44 million.
No, he didn't get the 44 million. That's more or less you convert to a signing bonus. Uh-huh. And so when you get the signing bonus, that's what they spread it out. But you're going to get that 44 within that year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll spread it out throughout the year.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do we have time? What? No? No? All right, let's try it. Mike's in Atlanta. We'll make it quick. Hey, Mike.
Hi, fellas. when my kids was in high school, for me in high school, I ran a 4.4. I was slight, played safety. When I was in my maybe mid-30s, they was playing high school ball, and they timed me. I ran a 5.9 the first time, and the second time was a 6, and I didn't work for a week because my groin hurt like hell, man.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
All right, bro.
All right, that happens.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are.
We'll never know. I'm not going to try. The hamstrings would be left at the 20. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy.
Takeaway of the day!
Drew Dahlman must have a horseshoe up his ass. And Andy likes to be under center.
I do. If the center's an App State grad.
Yep.
I have determining eyes.
Yes.
I also had the same exact takeaways that Randy had, so written verbatim almost. So, Drew Dahlman's got a horseshoe up his butt. And he loves being under center, not necessarily shotgun.
Those two things could be made into one joke, but we'll leave it on the table. Dukes and Bell got you next. Talk to you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.